Hello, everyone. Welcome to a full hour of thinking about one of our wonderful genders. So I'm with it. I am woke. It's okay. I am here to introduce Lauren Phillips. Lauren is a spark plug, and Lauren's got a passion for women on her heart. And she's less than half my age. Yes. So the Christian Women in Science group is having a rejuvenation with Lauren's recent leadership. And I will just make the plug for her that nothing happens unless you have hands and brains doing things and helping out. So keep that in mind as Lauren introduces her ideas. Lauren is from New Mexico. You work for a lovely biological research company whose name I always forget.
Loveless Respiratory Research Institute.
She's in a respiratory research institute and pursuing her master's at University of New Mexico, and she's willing to take on this passion of hers for women in Christian women in science. So, Lauren, thank you
so much. So, I will say I do have a passion, and I love just communicating with everybody and just being one-on-one with people and everything, but I am very nervous about being in front of a large group like this. It doesn't happen very often, even though I was in theater, but you know, that was different. The lights were much more blinding, so you couldn't see anybody. So just a brief history about myself. I did make notes so I didn't fumble, so sorry if I keep looking back. I am a laboratory technician at Loveless Respiratory Research Institute. In the next year, I hope to be promoted to research technologist since, you know, I'm advancing in my career. It'd be great. I am starting my master's in biology this fall at University of New Mexico. My research will be reflected of the lung cancer research that I am doing at Loveless, which I'm very excited about. And just a little tidbit on that, the tie that I'm wearing is my grandfather's tie, and he passed away of lung cancer. So, and he was the one that kind of helped solidify my calling into doing cancer research. So had to honor him here with me. Also, just, you know, some personal stuff, just a little bit more. I'll be celebrating my 5th anniversary this August with my husband, which I'm very excited about. So just a little bit about my faith, since I've talked briefly about my science as well. I've always loved the Lord. It's always just been a thing that I just grew up with. It was kind of inherited for me. There was a short time where I fell away from the Lord, so to speak. I never lost my faith because I always knew it was there. I just kind of decided to peruse the other side of the world, so to speak. This kind of all came full circle for me in 2012 when I was diagnosed with cancer and moved back home to be with my family. My love for the Lord was rejuvenated, and now here we are, so just shortly thereafter that. So I do hope that with my little experience with my faith and with my science that I can lead the Christian women in science faithfully and with an open heart, and I do welcome criticism and encouragement and everything. Am I shaking that table? I'm so sorry. See, it's the nerves, I'm telling you, everything's just shaking, right? Okay, so some history on Christian Women in Science. It was an organization that was founded in July of 2013 under the ASA umbrella. So it is an affiliate of the ASA. It is a beacon for women of all ages to join and to be in community with one another and to encourage one another in their career and in their faith. So the mission of it is, again, encouraging women of all ages to grow in their careers in science, mathematics, and engineering, and STEM, really, and to grow in their faith as well, like I stated. So what we really want to do is stimulate women. We really want to excite women to be bold in expressing their faith as well on a public platform as well, and to seek Christ always, right, because that should be at our foundation. So just to go a little bit into some data, so this is some new data off of College Factual that I found. These two graphs, oh my, I don't know what I just did. Oh, see, now where's Terry when we need him, right? If I go.
We lost full screen.
Yeah, we did. Let me see if I can get it back. I'm so sorry.
Not
oh, yeah? Okay. Thanks. It's supposed to be in present mode. I don't know why I did that, but. All right, I guess I don't have a laser pointer. I don't get to be that cool. But the top graph in the top left is showing 15 STEM majors where women are now currently dominating, but the pay scale is on the x-axis. On the bottom right is those same, is the 15 male-dominated careers, STEM careers, but then those salaries also. I'm not going to get into the pay equality discrepancy and all of that. I just wanted to show how women are improving and becoming a majority in some STEM fields, but I did also just want to reflect that. The bottom right graph does show the men are in this reddish orange and the women are in blue. The left bar is where women are dominating in non-STEM careers, and then the right bar is where men are still dominating in STEM careers. So just a little bit of data. And also, according to
UNESCO,
thank you. Less than 30% of the world's researchers are women. And that's a world scale, and it's less than 30%. And, you know, part of my goal with Christian Women in Science is to increase that. You know, women have so much to bring to the table, as well as men, but women have a lot to bring to the table as well. All right, let's see. Is it going? Okay, here we go. So now just to get into a little bit of our aspirations, or my aspirations, or where I hope for us to go. So the goal for Christian Women in Science is to be God-centered. And then tabbing off of that is our faith, because our faith is obviously at the core of what we do as well. And so our faith and our prayer to know that the work that we do is glorifying God, and then how our science and engineering can glorify God as well. So I had another discussion, and I'm molding it and blending it into this discussion. So these next couple of tabs are kind of reflective of that. So God's calling for us as women. All throughout the Bible are wonderful verses to reflect what God calls us to be as women, as wives, as Christians in general. And so I got a couple of verses from my pastors at my church that I thought were very encouraging for us as women, and I really just kind of wanted to reflect on that. So the first verse comes from Ephesians 2:4, which Ephesians is one of my favorite books. And it says to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And I just love that, because as women, we are called to uplift one another, to encourage one another, to bolster one another, and to take arms up with one another, holding each other tightly, kind of interlocked, is how I kind of like to think of it, like a chain of women. But at the same time, we do, you know, women do have this natural sense of being gentle and being patient with one another and others, you know, children and and everybody else too. So I thought that this spoke to what we are called to be. And then the other one is from Proverbs. I know Proverbs 31 is discussed rather lengthy. And so I'm just going to do this little snippet. I'm not going to go over too much into it, but she's clothed in strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. And I thought that that really reflected how we can think about our science and how we can be with our science. A lot of it is going to come from our speech and how we are when we talk about the things that we are excited about and the things that we're working on, you know, be it in engineering or biotechnology or geology, you know, whatever field of study we are in, how we present things and the words that we use. We do have to be, there has to be some discernment and caution with that, but at the same time, we need to, you know, make sure that we are being faithful with that as well, with our words with God. How am I doing so far? Are we doing okay? And then I also wanted to, so I actually got some information off of BioLogos, so have to, you know, thank BioLogos for that. Great article on there. And I thought it was fascinating about the impact of faith and how this can be reflected. So in the 1800s, there were women who were pioneering in the world of paleontology. And this was actually very fascinating for me. I love history, and I love this idea that even in the 1800s, when, you know, an organization like this wasn't probably really thought of, and it wasn't necessarily taboo yet either, women and Women and Faith in Science, I mean, everybody else has much more history on that, but from what I read in these articles is that they were praised for their work and praised for their faith as well. And I just thought that that was absolutely remarkable that, you know, that's a huge impact on where we are now. These women made major advancements. And one in particular spoke out to me, and it was Mary Anning, and I do have the article. It kind of printed a little funny, but I do have the article if you guys are interested. But Mary Anning, so she maintained and she understood that the world was billions of years old. However, she did not let that waver in her faith. And she, you know, she worked with fossils, and all throughout her career, she was still a very loyal and faithful steward of God. And I just thought that that was very reflective, you know, even, what, 200 years ago? And that's just amazing to me, so I absolutely love that. So I wanted to reflect the impact of our faith on our science as well. All right, so now on to my favorite part. So this is where I'm really energized and really excited to move forward with women in science, Christian women in science. So these are just a couple of ideas that I have, some things that really spoke to me when I was reflecting on this and praying about this, and where I thought we could really grow and blossom as a group. And I do have the understanding that we are all spread out throughout the U.S. and Canada, and some of us are in different parts of the world or will be in different parts of the world. So a lot of my idea for this does come from an online network, and I really want to establish that. So the first thing that I really want to do is mentorship. And a really great idea was actually brought to my attention from Hannah Eagleson. Absolutely just love her. But and it was a really good idea that we should just have women, you know, buddy, like a buddy system for women at the conferences. You know, it was absolutely a great idea. Is Hannah is here, so sorry for, you know, just wanted to mention that, because it was an absolutely fabulous idea of a buddy system, you know, where we can, where women can be paired together and have, you know, coffee and lunch together and kind of discuss ideas, and hopefully from that can be born this long relationship as well. But mentoring can also just come from, you know, like Lynn. Lynn has been an absolute fabulous mentor to me in this process, giving me some insight and everything. So, and it could be, doesn't necessarily have to be this large formal thing, but just where we can seek counsel from women who have been where we are as well. And then the next thing is quarterly chats and seminars. This is kind of a big thing for me. I was thinking every few months we can get online, and, you know, if there's an interesting topic that we all have questions about or that we're struggling with, you know, we can chat, and we can all just get online and chat about that. It's very easy to do that. And then the seminars, I kind of wanted that to be a little bit more structured, and it would alternate with the chats, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit, but so I'm very excited about that one as well. And another thing is regional gatherings, possibly once or twice a year, maybe on either end of the ASA conference. I think that would be good for us to get more interaction with one another. And then, so the fourth one is kind of like active chats and studies and tools that'll be online more on the CWIS page on the ASA, just kind of blogs, you know, ideas that women are having against struggles, but this will just kind of be an everyday, daily, active going thing that women can access. So it's not going to necessarily be a group thing or something like that. It's going to be a little bit more individualized. Like if you're just like, hey, this really exciting thing happened to me, post it, share it with us, you know, so we can all be in community with one another. So the mentorship, I totally meant to fix that title, and I didn't when I talked about that. I don't mean those after us as in
dead.
But I meant, you know, as we pass the torch, so to speak, you know, so like my sisters are working on careers in, well, their education, they're in high school right now, but, you know, they're both interested in STEM. And so, you know, that's something that I want to mentor them and help guide them with my experience in that. And so that's kind of what I mean by those after us. So the first thing is kind of filling the gap. So there is a gap with men and women, as we've seen, and we all know about, but inside of women, there's a gap as well. And I think it's kind of, unspoken. I think everybody knows about it, but it's kind of unspoken and not really mentioned. And so I'm going to kind of be bold with this and talk about it. But there is a gap and a discrepancy between an older generation and a younger generation. And it's hard to fill because it takes both sides to put forth the effort to do that. And so something for me is that I really, really, really want to encourage the women of this organization of all ages to really engage one another and try to bridge that gap of, you know, of the lack of experience or the over-experience or just all of that. I really want that to be, that gap to be bridged so we can all be in community with one another. Then the next is InterVarsity, like I mentioned, Hannah, previously, just working together with students and bringing that younger generation in and getting them really excited and pumped up, women of all ages and backgrounds, again, sharing. And then other organizations, so this is something that will probably come in a couple of years after Christian Women in Science is more strong and more founded and there's a stronger foundation with it. But there's a couple of organizations of Women in Science and Women in Science and Engineering. These are both more secular organizations, so to speak. I don't believe that they have any foundation or focus in faith. But I would really love for us to get connected with them as well, because I'm sure there is a larger portion population that we realize than we realize that is probably of faith, but they just don't have that boldness in them currently because they probably feel like it'll destroy their career or something of the sort. So that's something that I really want to work towards. All right, so this is seminars and gatherings. I did talk about the chats. And then, so the seminars, I want them to include Bible studies and also various topics. You know, we can do panel discussions too, where a couple of women can, you know, discuss some ideas that they're working on or things of that sort. But I really do want to, I think I'll focus more on Bible studies because I don't want us to segue away from our faith in our focus on our science, if that makes any sense at all. So I really want to work that in and make sure that we are maintaining the connection of the two. And then the gatherings. So the regional gatherings, I do believe that maybe in the Southwest, Lynn and I, since we are so close, I'm in New Mexico, she's in Colorado, are probably going to, you know, test this out and see how it goes. If you guys are in other regions close to one another, do you want to, you know, get together and have like a small little meeting, that would be welcoming and encouraged. And if, you know, we'll just see how that kind of goes and hopefully it'll go really well. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm really, really excited. And I really hope that we can just expand and blossom and be more in the public stage because we're all such amazing women and our faith just holds us up, right? God just holds us up and guides us. And I just think that that's just so remarkable that we can look into our science and see God. You know, and just see him illuminated even more for us. And I really want women of the world, really, I'm very ambitious. I want to be worldwide. I want women everywhere. Okay, I do. I want them to, you know, have the confidence and have the courage to, you know, explore new areas of science that probably haven't even been thought of yet, you know, and just explore it and dive into it, but know that what they are doing will glorify God, you know, and that they don't have to lose their faith to do what they love. And then my contact information, you know, if you guys want it, more information will be emailed. I don't know if you guys necessarily want to have that, but you're more than welcome to it. So yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I am open to questions and everything like that. So, sorry for my nervousness. I tend to ramble when I'm nervous.
I have a quick question. Did you start a paper around your name?
So I did put papers up there. No, but you know what?
That would be good.
But we can do that.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Here. I'll start it with you.
Okay. So it's got to get all the way over there. We'll start it with Paul. Was there a handout at the door?
Yes. So that... Oh, yes.
I'm looking.
So that handout was just a brief survey, just to kind of get an idea of where women were feeling as far as activity and everything goes. I did talk about this a little bit at the breakfast. So it just asked some questions, you know, about your interest in Christian Women in Science, would you be interested in mentoring? Would you be interested in assisting leadership? Things of that sort. There will be a more official survey that will come out via email, but this is just kind of like a preliminary one, just to help give an idea. You know, maybe I need to change some of the questions, or so please, feedback is always, always, always welcome. So, did I miss anything? I feel like I missed stuff, but I'm glad you guys are so gracious.
Okay, thank you. So, what can I help?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely, please.
What part of the ideas Lauren's talking about make the most sense to you, that you think would be effective, maybe want to help set up? Because she had several different ideas sort of staged.
And I did have more of it. Vicki did tell me to pick realistic goals, too, that are easily obtainable early and then aspire to bigger goals, because I'm like, let's just do this. Yes, Faith.
I just wanted to affirm that I think the mentorship piece is huge.
Yes.
I know that for me, having both older women and peers, mm-hmm. other women in my discipline and in ASA in general, to encourage me and walk alongside me is huge. How you formalize that into a program is really, really hard, but I think the desire is wonderful and yeah. will have a huge impact. So.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would yes, Ruth. Counter that in that we've had this did you want a mentor kind of thing and mm-hmm. it went nowhere for some years.
We tried, yeah.
And I think you're right that it takes both hands. Mm-hmm. I can't mentor somebody who doesn't
want to
mentor.
Yes. Yes.
But the idea of the quarterly mm-hmm. some sort of Zoom meetings or something. Is a very good one. I mean, that's a face-to-face contact.
Yeah.
Question is what you're going to study and don't make it progress.
Right. I'm not going to. It's just I just really liked how that one just kind of, you know.
Yes, thank you. I'm willing to appreciate that verse.
Yes, my pastor did warn me. He's like, Proverbs is a little, it's the most frequently talked about with women and everything. He's like, so it can be over-talked and not every woman is receptive to hearing it so many times. So yeah, I was a little choosy with that. Yes, so thank you. So with the mentorship, just to kind of go a little bit more in depth with that, I'm not afraid to be outspoken or outgoing with that. So I'm going to be a little bold-faced with that and kind of, I don't want to use the word forceful. Because that sounds like I'm going to be like, brr, and I'm not really going to do that. I don't have like, but I am going to kind of be a little pushy with it and try to just keep that going. There are a lot of women. We have 200 women in the organization, and you know, this is just a small portion that are not, you know, that are here. And so I do hope that on, you know, online when we get that out to them, that you know, they'll be more encouraging to do that and get lifted up with that. So, yes.
If I can share an observation from my experience. In
yes, please do. I've actually been wanting to talk to you.
The program has lasted for about 20 years, and every 2 years I get a set of mentees. Mm-hmm. I get about five.
Mm-hmm.
As the years go by, some of them I never hear from again.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them I've known for 15 years. So people have different needs, and so when you set up one of these programs, the key thing is to have something that puts people together.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people will really need it and benefit from it, and others won't need it. They'll be getting mentored with something
right.
else. But as long as that program's always in place, mm-hmm. you'll be helping the people who need it.
Right, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, I think part of my thing for this is, you know, us as young women who are here, or even the young students who are here, both male and female, there is a need. Whether we openly admit it or not, we are here seeking that community and that fellowship from our older peers and from peers our age as well. And so I'm hoping to try to ignite that fire a little bit more because it is there. So I'm really hoping for that. Yes.
I like the fourth initiative quite a bit, kind of a discussion board.
Yes.
Sometimes questions come up. You're in a situation. And just getting some advice from someone who's navigated a similar situation would have benefited me certainly early on. Things as simple as, you know, how do you tell your academic vice president you're going to need a maternity leave?
Right.
You know, I had to go look for someone to help me navigate that situation, and I like that idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Did you have something? Looked like you raised your hand for a minute.
I was thinking of saying something, and now that you put me on the spot, I will. I think and I hope that I speak for all the men in this organization when I say how much you guys mean to us. You're like the sugar in our tea, the icing on our cake. If you hold a meeting, try not to schedule it during sandball involved, because without women is like a day without sunshine.
It was very fun yesterday. It was, absolutely. Yes.
I like this every 4 month online seminar idea, like having a Zoom meeting, because what Hannah did here in person with the mentoring, you can do bits of that fairly easily. A more experienced woman come out and share their story, and you have questions and discussion, and it wouldn't be much prep, and be a chance to interact. And if you do it on a regular basis, no one person has to do it every time, but there's...
Yeah.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
It feels like that could work.
Yeah. Yes, I'm really hoping so, yeah.
And kind of going off of that, for this like seminar portion, you were also thinking having Bible studies or you know, more structured seminars. I think being in sharing this room right now, there's a lot of resources, so maybe we can open up the room for, I'm really curious to know whether anyone knows of any resources for, you know, say a Bible study that specifically talks about the role of Christian women. And so I think that, you know, I personally would be very interested in participating in such a Bible study. So if there's, you know, this kind of material already out there, and that we can just facilitate, you know, kind of the online platform for people to come together, I guess it's more of a question, like, does anyone know of, you know, current material that's relevant for the topic of Christian women that we could perhaps make use of?
There's some stuff.
Yeah. So I'm definitely gonna look into that. This is a pitch.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah. So we'll get more into that. I do